Stephen Page has had considerable success as lead singer and songwriter with the Canadian band Bare Naked Ladies. His songwriting partner in that band is often Ed Robertson. His songwriting partner on his new solo record, The Vanity Project, is the British writer Stephen Duffy, and we'll hear that other side of Stephen as he joins us. We'll begin with this performance of a song from The Vanity Project called Wilted Rose.
My country died. I almost tried to care. They built a wall to protect them from us all. We should have left them there. Revolution is the first to go. Rest is forced to stay. Hey. Shall I cast this out, this wilted rose? Yeah. No. Like Pierre Trudeau's walk out in the snow. Can it be time? Spent my youth thinking people spoke the truth. Now it's hard to think. Was I naive to say I do believe none of us should sing? Sold us out, and they sold. We're the ones who'll have to pay. Shall I cast this out, this wilted rose? Yeah. No. Like Pierre Trudeau's walk out in the snow. Can it be time to leave? Don't go. All the same to me these days, I swear. It's hard to care. Revolution is the first to go. Rest is forced to stay. Hey. Shall I cast this out, this wilted rose? Yeah. No. Like Pierre Trudeau's walk out in the snow. Can it be time to leave? Don't go. All the same to me these days, I swear. It's hard to care.
Wilted Rose is one of the new songs on the Vanity Project, the new project of songs that Stephen Page is singing and kind of putting out under his known name, but the recordings was done pretty much with another Stephen Duffy, who folks may know from the Lilac Time. I want to talk about your relationship with Stephen and how that came about, but I want to talk about sort of the nature, the difference of this song and something you might, this song, these songs, something you might write for Bare Naked Ladies. Not only, certainly the song's more personal in some way, but in that song, and I'm thinking of, I guess I'm thinking of Hit and Run, there's a certain more political nature in things, too. Well, what was the backdrop of this? Because I see it was recorded over a fairly long period of time.
Yeah, a pretty wide expanse of historical occurrences, both political and personal for me over the course of making this. We started writing some of these songs as early as 99, but the core of it is in the kind of post 9/11 era. And, you know, Stephen was, he's from England. He was in New York and stuck there for the week post 9/11. And meanwhile, I'd had a much smaller tragedy in our house, just that we had a giant flood in our house and I had to move back in with my parents, and realized that it was about 2 days before 9/11, and I realized my problems are nothing compared to the real problems in the world. But combine that with, you know, what Wilted Rose was inspired by, what happened in Quebec City when they had the Summit of the Americas in the beginning of 2001. I didn't go, but a lot of my friends went. And I've become more and more politically active over the last bunch of years. But so I followed it very closely and watched how my country, Canada, changed its whole set of ideals just to impress foreign finance ministers. And
what was actually Pierre Trudeau's walk in the snow?
Pierre Trudeau, I think in 1983, when he decided to finally retire, he went on TV. This is one thing that was cool about him, was he often went on TV and addressed the nation in a very eloquent and personal kind of way. And what he said was, I took a walk out in the snow last night and I decided that I was going to stop being prime minister. And he'd been prime minister apart from a very brief period of time since 1968. And for all of his faults, he certainly had a certain set of ideals that I grew up believing our country was about. Things like our, whether it's individual things like healthcare or just the way we present ourselves to the world. And watching how easily we sell ourselves out made me write Wilted Rose.
And I guess we have to address the question is how you and Stephen got together. First of all, what's the significance of different ways of spelling Stephen?
I don't know. I mean, he's a PH Stephen. I'm a V Stephen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the real one is.
It must be deeply cultural. But anyway,
we talked for a while about calling this record Steve, because it is kind of, it's the common denominator, and it is kind, although everybody calls me Steve, it is kind of the humiliating version of it. Stephen sounds dignified. Steve
exactly.
Sounds very it reminds me of a Leonard Cohen poem. I think it's from The Energy of Slaves, where he says, it's all over now. You can call me Len or Lenny or whatever you like.
But you were a fan of Lilac Time?
I was a huge fan. And when I was, even before that, he had a record under the name Stephen Tintin Duffy, kind of a synth pop thing. He had a song called Kiss Me that was kind of a club song. I bought it because I liked the record cover and I liked the single. They played it on the modern rock station in my hometown. And that was, I realized that underneath the sheen of the synth pop production, there was a singer-songwriter with something to say, something that touched me. So I wrote him a very, probably overwrought teenage fan letter, and he wrote back. He wrote back, sent a autographed photo, and I thought, hey, we're pen pals now. You know, I'm sure he sent a couple lines, but I kept writing, and as I started making music, I'd send him stuff. And I watched his musical evolution as he became more acoustic. That was more the way my tastes were going as well, and we just kept meeting up aesthetically along the way. Eventually, you know, he'd be coming to Bare Naked Ladies shows, and we started hanging out, and he actually asked if I wanted to write songs. So we've been writing together since 1993, I'm writing Bare Naked Ladies songs. And then there was a point about 7 years in of our writing partnership where the band realized, in order to make ourselves sustainable, we've been together for 17 years now, that we had to exploit the fact that there are four writers in the band. And outside writers competing for space was only a recipe for destruction, really, for us. So it kind of gave me license and opportunity to put this record out as well.
All right. You want to do another? What do you want to do next?
How about These Wasted Words?
Okay.
These broken dreams are enough to make better people give up, but not us. We soldier on like nothing's wrong. Did we think that we'd last this long? Oh no. We touch souls while walking across the coast.
nothing will be good enough. If we never make love again, will you still want to call out my name? There is nothing left to explain. We admit that there's no one to blame. You drove my car down the street, thinking we would never repeat all those lies. Well, I just sat and stared into space when all I could see was your face above mine. It's easy to hurt the one you love the most. Stay with me, we're never giving up the ghost. If we never make love again, will you still wanna call out my name? There is nothing left to explain. We admit that there's no one but these wasted words, never to be heard. Are we afraid that there's more to life than love? If we never make love again, will you still wanna call out my name? There is nothing left to explain. We admit that there's no one to blame. No one to blame.
These Wasted Words is another one from the Vanity Project. Stephen Page is playing them live for us today here on the Cafe. If there were a couple things that I could kind of say about your work, you know, whether it's with BNL or this, you love to write great choruses, and there's some wonderful choruses throughout this, just, you know, singable, great kind of destinations for songs. But you also have when you write verse structure and you talk about these being personal songs, there's always little details that people can relate to, like the girl driving in the car in this one, and how you can imagine what those scenarios are like. These are always so perfect. You wonder if these come from real life, or are you able to, do you conjure these up of out of whole cloth, or
it's a combination. Those are the two things I really focus on. I'm a sucker for structure in songs, and sometimes that's a curse, but it's also a great jumping off
point. How is it a curse?
You know what? I listen to people who make music that is more free form in their structure, and I think, well, I kind of wish I allowed myself the freedom to do that. Sometimes I just don't understand how they get there, and you know, even when it comes to more traditional songwriters or non-rock and roll songwriters,
right,
like a Jacques Brel or whatever else, there's always still a structure to it. But I love the fact that in those kinds of writers as well, there's a story and also distinct images. I like being able to paint a picture, because as soon as someone can believe the setting, then they can believe the sentiment. The details themselves, sometimes they're real, but often they're real from other places too. And I think that's kind of the magic of songwriting, or even any kind of writing, is that you can take one element that's from your life and elements from people you know, and then also just observances or things you imagine. I've written songs about a kid who shoots his best friend by mistake, and it didn't happen to me. I've heard similar stories, but there's a place where fiction writers go that they create fiction.
Do you ever think of doing something besides songwriting? Writing on a longer scale, short stories, et cetera.
Yeah, I never thought I was going to be in a band. When I was at university, I thought maybe what I wanted to be was a writer. I was really into contemporary poetry, and still am to some degree, but also the novel, and I love to be able to sustain a set of ideas for that many pages. Whether I'll ever get there, I don't know. I mean, there's also all kinds of other musical things to do. This year I had the chance to score a production of As You Like It at the Stratford Festival in Canada, which was a totally different experience again, writing underscore as well as, you know, music to somebody else's lyrics that are already there, which was a trip.
That must have been really fun.
It was daunting at first and then liberating, because I realized how much the structure of my songs relies on the lyrics. And when the lyrics are already there, when the meter is there and the rhyme is there, all I had to do was fill in melody and harmony and make it fit the feeling of those lyrics, which was actually a lot of fun.
Stephen Page is our guest, and we're listening to new songs, most of all from the Vanity Project, the new one. And what's next?
Oh, I'll play SoCal. This is on the record is a considerably more produced homage to Phil Spector. This is what I'm going to do here is a little acoustic guitar and harmonica. Pracy.
Kind of went back and listened to a bunch of Phil Spector things to get this.
Well, Stephen and I are both we're hardcore music geeks, and I don't even think we had to listen to anything. We just had been talking about bits and pieces, and I had started writing SoCal. I had done a little demo of it, and the guitar was just like this. And then he said, well, why don't we put a bass line, a Phil Spector bass line, dum, 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 dum. So then I said, well, we have to add a 12-string guitar, doubling that. And then he said, well, we have to add the Let It Be guitar solos. And it just kept growing from there, and we tried to span the career from the early 60s right up to the Leonard Cohen and Dion records of the 70s.
And here's the guitar and harmonica version.
Even worse than I had feared. Please go away, there's no one here. It's just a lonely day in sunny Southern California, where every day just looks the same. Another moves back east in shame after a lonely day in sunny Southern California. Old to lie about my age, too young to die upon the stage after a lonely day in sunny Southern California. Put your hand in mine, I'll introduce you to my pets. Oh yeah. This one's called They're Lying to Us All. This one's called Regret. It is the patron saint of Southern California. What could have been and what never was conspire against us all because they love a lonely day in sunny Southern California.
There is not a Canadian analogy to Southern California. I mean, it is L.A. is the L.A. of Canada. I mean, going to Vancouver is not the same thing.
No, I mean, I guess people go to Toronto.
Yeah.
People come from all over. Toronto's where the jobs
where you sort
are.
Sort of make it, yeah.
But, yeah, to go to Hollywood is to go to Hollywood.
Yeah, indeed. Good song. And that's actually one of the ones that Stephen wrote himself, the one that Stephen wrote himself on this disc, which is mostly tunes with Stephen Duffy on the Vanity Project. Stephen, thank you so much for coming by.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Real treat.